With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Herman Mankiewicz, but we're to call him Mank.
Mankiewicz. Herman Mankiewicz, New York playwright and drama critic turned humble screenwriter, Mr. Hearst.
This is a business where the buyer gets nothing for his money but a memory. What he bought still belongs to the man who sold it. That's the real magic of the movies.
There are inside stories and inside stories, and David Fincher's new film is the making-of account of one of Hollywood's most famous inside stories. Even when Citizen Kane was being made, everyone in Hollywood was asking everyone else in Hollywood, who's it about? Who are all these fascinating characters?
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Orson Welles. I'm speaking for the Mercury Theatre, and what follows is supposed to advertise our first motion picture. Citizen Kane is the title, and we hope it can correctly be called a coming attraction.
The most fascinating character, of course, is the man making Citizen Kane, or American as it was initially called. In 1940, Orson Welles was probably the most famous man in the United States, the celebrity boy genius who'd scared the pants off the nation with his radio broadcast War of the Worlds and had secured the best deal ever from RKO Studios.
Mank, it's Orson Welles.
Of course it is.
I think it's time we talk.
What is it the writer says? Tell the story you know.
Welles was given unprecedented carte blanche to make anything he liked, no interference from the studio, and total freedom to hire who he wanted. And he decided he wanted the man who everyone agreed was the best writer in Hollywood and the worst bet to hire. Herman Mankiewicz was a drunk, a loose cannon, and impossible to work with.
Hello, everyone.
Make yourself to home, Mr. Mankiewicz, or shall I call you Herman?
Please, call me Mank.
Mank!
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 So Welles hired him, told him to write whatever he wanted, and then locked him away from all his friends and distracting influences. And Mankiewicz, Mank to friends and foes alike, decided he was going to aim as high as possible. He was going to target William Randolph Hearst.
I hear you're hunting dangerous game.
God bless William Randolph Hearst.
Ready and willing to hunt the great white whale?
Just call me Ahab.
Do come in.
At this rate, you will never finish.
You said 90 days. Well, said 60. I'm doing the best I can.
Because Welles and Mankiewicz were not the only towering giants of that era. Just as big and far richer and more influential was media mogul Hearst. Think Fox News with less competition. Hearst's best buddy was the world's most powerful studio boss, Louis B. Mayer, who produced a string of movies starring Hearst's girlfriend, Marion Davis.
Him, I get. But what did Marion ever do to deserve
this? It's not her. Not all characters are headliners. Some are secondary.
You pick a fight with Willie, you are finished.
Incidentally, Mayer had his own boy wonder, Irving Thalberg, who was responsible for MGM's incredible run of hits. And littered through the movie Mank are the luminaries of Hollywood's famous golden age. Gable and Garbo, Crawford and Chaplin, and the greatest writers money could buy. George Kaufman, S.J. Perelman, Ben Hecht, and above all, Herman Mankiewicz.
Thunder, lightning, blood, fire, religion.
Help! Someone save me!
All in one film.
That's director proof.
That's why I always want Mank around.
I grew up with these names and also the account of the making of Citizen Kane. Who really created it? After years of being voted the greatest movie Hollywood ever made, opinion was split between Team Orson, the director, and Team Mank, the screenwriter. And clearly, director David Fincher was brought up as Team Mank. His father, Jack Fincher, actually wrote the script before he died about 17 years ago.
Don't flatulate. You're not writing an opera.
But I am writing an opera.
Herman Mankiewicz.
Mank.
If you're remotely interested in the subject, Mank is stunning. Gary Oldman in the title role has never been better, but there are dazzling performances from everyone, particularly Englishman Charles Dance as none more American William Randolph Hearst. Amanda Seyfried, too, shines as the much-maligned Marion Davis, permanently fixed in the public's mind after Citizen Kane as a talentless gold digger, but far more interesting than that.
Wealth and influence can crush a man.
Are you hoping I might absolve you of such a personal betrayal?
You made yourself court jester.
Nobody but nobody makes a monkey out of William Randolph Hearst!
And playing Mank's long-suffering wife, Sarah, universally known as Poor Sarah, is another of my current enthusiasms, the wonderfully named Tuppence Middleton. Like Marion Davis, Tuppence tends to be condescended to, but she doesn't need it. She's great in this.
I've put up with your suicidal drinking, your compulsive gambling, your silly platonic affairs. You owe me, Herman.
Who do you think you are?
Mank was mostly shot in California, but there are as many English actors as Hollywood ones on display. Not just Goldman, but Tom Burke, who's pitch perfect as Orson Welles.
Mayor can't save you. Nobody can. Especially the boy genius from New York.
I removed any distraction, eliminated every excuse. Your family, your cronies, liquor. I gave you a second chance.
And the look is of a Hollywood that hasn't existed since the 40s. David Fincher's experience in digital effects, he used to work at Industrial Light and Magic, has never been better used than it is here. Throughout, there are brilliant quotes, visual, script, performances from Citizen Kane itself.
You're nothing but a court jester.
What I want to know is what you think of it.
It's a bit of a jumble, a collection of fragments that leap around in time like Mexican jumping beans.
Welcome to my mind, old sock.
It's the sort of film that snobby critics think of when they say they don't make movies like this anymore. But that was before Netflix and its endlessly deep pockets. Netflix, like Hearst and Mayer in the Golden Age, currently has so much money it can afford to let directors like Fincher spend millions on passion projects like Mank. Mind you, the test will be if they ever pay a boy genius to make a movie about Netflix.
You cannot capture a man's entire life in 2 hours. All you can hope is to leave the impression of one.
Why Hearst? Outside his own blonde Betty Boop, you're always his favourite dinner partner.
Are you familiar with the parable of the organ grinder's monkey?